Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, Glenn Beck comes out a year and a half ago and says basically the Ron Paul movement works with Al-Qaeda and McVeigh and is going to attack us and kill us and want to blow up America. And those are basically quotes. I'm paraphrasing, but he said all that word for word. We played the clips here many times. And that's when I really noticed that I go, my gosh, this guy's following the exact script that I predicted would come out when they're ready to make their big move. And then he would mix that in with his anti-New World Order stuff, but never really telling you who runs it or the full scope. And they're forced to do this now because we're becoming the majority. And then he comes out and says the FEMA camps aren't real after saying they were real. And he does all this other, and I'm not even really watching him or tracking him. But I had a bad feeling last night when I saw the Washington Times exclusive Al-Qaeda eyes bio attack from Mexico says they're working with the U.S. militia. And they tie that to white supremacists. And I Googled, and there was Beck, sure enough, last night, right on cue with it, all ready and set up, saying, I've been warning you, the militias and the gun owners are with Al-Qaeda. He's following the exact Department of Homeland Security report. You notice when he covered the DHS reports that we broke, he would say, well, I mean, is this a little bit of an exaggeration? He had one of the guys from Penn and Teller on, and he agreed with part of it and disagreed with part and said, well, these people are dangerous. So you see, he shows you who he is, and what is it about someone so disingenuous can sell the blind? So he's really bad news. Let's go ahead and play part of this clip. We got a guest coming up. I'm going to get more into this later, but it's a big, big deal because it ties into the stuff of 2 years ago when they came out and said, white Al-Qaeda, here's a training video of them preparing to attack America, and it showed white guys. And then later they admitted, oh, that was a British training seminar for British special forces with British officers dressed up like Al-Qaeda. Just like they used the video of Muhammad Atta confessing to attacking 9/11, you know, weeks before in Afghanistan, and they later admit, oh, it's a computer morphing for a British TV show. They think you're so dumb, they show you computer morphing like Forrest Gump shaking hands with JFK. It's not real, I assure you. You know, Slimer and Ghostbusters flying around isn't real either. They show you fake computer morph and say it's real. That's how dumb they think you are. And then they have Beck, who's going to lead the 9/12 movement. Remember how you felt right after 9/11? You would torture children. You would go along with police state. You would waive all your rights. Well, I, Glenn Beck, will bring back that spirit as he fights the New World Order by pushing their entire agenda. That's like wrapping a cyanide pill with a jelly bean, taking a little cyanide pill and sticking it in a jelly bean and giving it to a little kid. That's what Glenn Beck is. He is a candy-coated cyanide tablet. He admits he's cyanide to liberty and freedom. And he laughs at you in your face. Go ahead and play the first minute of the clip.
4 pounds of anthrax in a suitcase this big, carried by a fighter through tunnels from Mexico into the U.S., are guaranteed to kill 330,000 Americans within a single hour if it is properly spread in population centers there. What a horrifying idea. 9/11 will be small change in comparison. Am I right?
He goes on to suggest that Al-Qaeda will work with what he claims are 300,000 American white supremacist militias who also hate the U.S. government. If you're a longtime viewer of my program, you know that I've been talking about that unholy alliance for a while.
There is no need for airplanes, conspiracies, timings, and so on. One person with the courage to carry 4 pounds of anthrax.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're now 8 minutes into this second hour, and for the rest of the hour in studio, I am joined by director and filmmaker Philip Klein. He's made some other award-winning films in the past, but his new film is Begging for Billionaires, The Attack on Property Rights in America. And for those that don't know, this isn't just eminent domain. They now, on the Supreme Court ruling, can say if a private interest can lobby and pay money to state and local governments, open bribes. Bribes are legal, according to the Supreme Court. And that they can then take your property, and in many cases, if you refuse to sell, they don't just take it, they then charge you attorney bills. So you're paying to have your land stolen, and under taxpayer property owner bill of rights in Texas, we've all, my family, gotten letters from the state saying, if we want to do something to your property, or buy it, or take it, or put a pipeline across it, or build something on it, you got a few months to accept our deal, or we'll just basically take it. This is the new America. And he is the official selection for quite a few big film festivals, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Best of the Festival, International Film Festival, official selection, Texan Dance Film Festival, selected for the New Braunfels Big Film Festival to be their main film coming up in a few days. And so we're joined by Philip Klein here in studio. We're going to play a trailer for those listening on the radio. You'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are simulcasting right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Mr. Klein, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
It's good to have you here. So tell the listeners a little bit about how you made this film, why you got involved in about the film itself.
Well, I got involved with this film because a good friend of mine was losing his property for the second time. I mean, he'd gone through about 40 years of threats of eminent domain, and this one was really threat was real. And I decided, being a filmmaker, decided to document his process and his struggle trying to keep his property. We also had five other families, both in Sugar Creek and St. Louis, Arnold, Missouri, and another couple areas. And we spent 4 years following their struggle and their anguish and their story. And I think that's very important for people to see their story and actually see the turmoil. They're losing their property. They're losing their memories. You know, it's not just about the brick and mortar. It's about the memories and the things in the house.
Well, it was Stalin, evil genius that he was, that said, one death is a tragedy. 10,000 deaths is a statistic. So by going in and personalizing, I've done that on the radio, but not like film can do. These families in New London, Connecticut, as an example, they would have lived there 3-4 generations, nice homes, waterfront, and they'd say, we don't want to sell, and they would just come force and take it. This was for private interest.
Well, what's interesting was up at the St. Paul Minneapolis Film Festival, we had a discussion afterwards, and we had one of the guys from Institute of Justice, and he said, after 4 years, that property is just a big empty lot of weeds and broken buildings. They haven't built anything. The development basically never materialized.
They just wanted it.
Yeah. And they tore down all those homes and businesses, and it's sitting empty. And this happened in Kansas City with the Glover plan. It's set for 8 years. They tore down all the homes and businesses until we threatened to turn them in for bond fraud because they were using the bond money. And
I haven't seen your film yet, but I know it's gotten rave reviews. I've been so busy. It just came in a few days ago. But we interviewed Gore Seafood down in Texas there since World War II, $15 million profit a year. And the heir to Mobile wanted it for a yacht parking lot and was trying to take it last time I talked to him. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's interesting about the documentary is we went in and we exposed the collusion between the developers and the politicians and their little backroom deals and all. And basically what it is the politicians basically would developers would come to the politicians and saying, we want a certain block or 10 blocks or whatever it is, which they've cruised around neighborhoods, especially where they're really targeting is low-income areas.
Because they can't fight back.
Yeah. Minority areas.
But they've kind of run through a lot of those snacks, though. They're even going after wealthy people now.
Yeah. And which is interesting is the politicians basically have a sign on their front lawn, we can be bought, you know. And
for those that don't know, the Supreme Court ruling said that. They said people can give money politically to counties and cities and states to have them take other people's property. And in the case of New London, Connecticut, if you fight it, they then don't just take your property and condemn it with no money. They then charge you lawyer bills for you fighting it. I mean, this is people got mad in the U.S. thinking they were just taking it for eminent domain. They didn't know that this is where they rob you, and then you've got to pay a fine to them because they robbed you. Kind of like when Monsanto, their genetics gets into your crops. You can prove you didn't steal their seeds. Then they've contaminated you, but they own the St. Louis federal court, and so that's the one court nationwide it goes to, and so they always rule for them. They contaminate you, and then and then you've got to pay them for being contaminated.
But it's interesting. If you don't want to move, and a good example is Daryl Penner, what they did to Penner is they turned off his electricity, which is illegal.
Tell folks where he was located. Tell them the background on that.
He was on Maine since the early 1940s. This is like the second generation of a tuxedo rental place. And what's funny about it is the same politicians that took his property rent tuxedos from him because it's right down from City Hall. And they turned off his electricity, his power. They put a fence around his property, and then they finally, to force him out, blocked off the street, cutting off his customers coming, so he had no choice to move. And,
I mean, that's terrorism.
Yeah. And they used, oh, by the way, they also used code enforcement with police to come in and terrorize them.
Oh, no, in Austin, they have special code enforcing cops. They're like kept minions. And, of course, you've seen this around the country. And we always found that the hospitals have a database. It goes to the health department. Then they seed this out. When an old man has cancer, had a heart attack, and they profile him, $2,000 a day fines, Roland Ellingson, for 3-inch grass. And the neighbors next door could have 4-inch grass. They didn't care. The cops would come and fine him. And then if he smarted off, they would arrest him. I mean, how do they get... That is so evil.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because in the documentary, we went around to all these politicians. A tool that they use is called blight. Now, it's a very effectful tool that they use.
They did that here, but I went to show their houses were worse than the houses they were taking.
Yeah, but it's interesting, when we took the camera, and we found out, being an activist, the camera, and I'll tell the audience this, is the most powerful weapon you have. The politicians can't stand
it. It's like a cross to a vampire.
Yeah. So we went in and interviewed these politicians, and not one of us could tell us what the definition of blight was. They gave us these half-truth, half-question explanations.
They never let you pin them down.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't pin them down to what blight really meant. And this is a tool they use. It could be a gutter off, newspapers on your driveway, your grass too high, or maybe some...
I have seen them saying two planters in an old lady's backyard that had no plants in them. Just having that was blight.
Wow.
I've seen an old doghouse be blight. I've seen a creek 20 yards off the property line blocked up with brush. That's blight. And that was my grandparents. They said, we're going to give you $2,000 a day fines in Austin till you clean that out. And my grandpa wasn't the type to not think to call people to come do it or to say, no, I don't own that property. He went back there, did it, had a heart attack, and then that later killed him. But, you know, so Austin, you know, pretty much killed my grandfather. I mean, they're really nice people. The government's great people, yeah.
Well, it's interesting, you know, that what happened in Sugar Creek is another example. They basically forced all the people out in this whole block except this one woman, Penelope Marsh. And what happened was she stayed, and they harassed her. And interesting, she tells a story in the documentary that the guy, head of the redevelopment agency, lived right across the street, was getting a wine-tasting business in this new shopping center. And he was the one pushing it. I mean, it's...
Well, that's what you find in Austin. They fund malls that are government paid for, and then the city council people's wives get free shops. I mean, it's just crime syndicate.
Yeah, and the funny part is you go to the feds, you go to the law enforcement, they just laugh at you.
Well, they're on the payroll.
Yeah, and it's really shocking to see in this documentary. We got Daryl Penner's deposition of Whitney Kerr. Whitney Kerr was the scumbag who goes around basically collecting all the properties with phony corporations and stuff so people wouldn't know what's really going on. And in the deposition, he goes to Daryl Penner's property.
Tell folks where this is again.
This is in downtown Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
And he basically says Daryl Penner's property, the American Formalware, is like amoeba in the body. It gets sick and wears out and dies and got to be replaced by new amoebas. And when I heard that in the deposition, I go, God, we got to use that, because it was just unbelievable that some of the stuff that...
That's what Hitler did.
Yeah, some of the stuff that Whitney Kerr says in this deposition is shocking, but it shows how they think.
No, take CPS in Texas. They put over 2/3 of the kids on drugs, and they just get up in front of the state and go, these kids all have bad genes. There's no test for bad. It's all just made up. But they always say, you're a disease. You're bad. You're like a rat. You're like a vermin. You're a parasite. You've got to be gotten rid of. And the government, it gives us sunshine. It gives us green grass. It is the oxygen.
Well, what's interesting is where Dopana's property went was 30 blocks down the street was H&R Block. the tax people who are a Fortune 500 company took five Daryl Penner's businesses and four other businesses to build their world headquarters. Not only did they got the land to build this building, but the city gave them money for all the furnishings.
Stay there. Got a break. Stay there.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a
long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I read the news today.
You know, we saw that this film was coming to town. Rob Dew did. And so we called the director of this new film, Begging for Billionaires, Philip Klein, and he came into town early to be on the show. In fact, it turned out he's a listener of the show, so we're flattered to have him here. And he was telling me all the other stuff he's investigating in Kansas City and other parts of the country. And it all dovetails with my own research. So this guy is bona fide, from my perspective, And we're going to play the trailer for the film coming up, but it's winning a lot of film festivals. It's definitely going to get a lot of attention, and I can't wait till it comes out on DVD. We'll try to buy some in bulk and sell them on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com because you do personalize it. This is a short segment, but we kind of got started on a good foot, but kind of shotgun pattern. Break down exactly what's going on just in a microcosm of Kansas City and what this film shows, and the fact that you got harassed, attacked, detained, arrested. I mean, this is hardcore. And everything you're talking about, I've experienced it personally, and then I've experienced it through nationwide research. So people know it's worse than what you're even saying. Go ahead.
Well, the interesting part is we spent 4 years making this documentary. Missouri, by the Institute of Justice, is basically considered as one of the most abusive states in the United States for the abuse of eminent domain. And your property is being attacked. And not only being attacked, that you really don't own your property. Someone could come along, decide they want your property, and go to the government.
And you talk about how they use NGOs, like we have Lower Colorado River Authority here with its own SWAT teams. You're mentioning another group, but you don't want to get into them on air. Exact same system, the North American Union Hub in KC.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're going through that, too. But what's interesting is they use tactics, terrorist tactics, and making this documentary, as you mentioned, the first real shakeup on me was I went to a public hearing that was being held in a hotel. Mayor Kay Waldo Barnes, an assistant, basically said she didn't want me there, had the police remove me from the hotel, telling me that I could not come in the hotel. If I came back in the hotel, I would be arrested. My first cameraman, basically, his vehicle parked downtown while we were shooting the redevelopment and them tearing the buildings down and all this. Actually, they trashed, broke all his windows, and kicked him the side of the vehicle. Another time, they almost ran him on the off the road and killed him. So, and I was threatened by the mayor's woman. She had a woman bodyguard who was an off-duty police officer. This is typical Kansas City police. Basically, made a threat to me. Basically, threatened me. You know, and
what did she say?
She basically said, you still live at 8301 Briar Lane, my old house. And I go, yeah, goes, I thought so. Basically is an indirect threat.
Oh, how's the family doing?
Yeah, it's like kind of a mafia threat. Goes, yeah, we know where you live. Even if it's in Kansas. I was living in Kansas at the time, you know, for Kansas City, Missouri police. To come into Kansas and find out where I live is really nerve-wracking.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is big business, snatching everybody's property. And again, with the New London Kelo decision nationwide, they're just taking whatever they want, when they want, in many cases not even paying you for it. So this isn't the government taking your land and paying you for a highway. This is, and that's what a lot of these NAFTA highways are about, snatching land on 10 miles of either side and giving it to their select cronies as well. But keep going.
Yeah, and they pay you like 10 cents on the dollar for your property. What happened with Penner was he had two buildings. They were going to only pay him $360,000 for the building. He actually had to go to court, and he won $1.5 million for both buildings.
And I've seen cases interrupt you where somebody will be paying $2 million in taxes on a house or a building, and the government will say, oh, it's worth $100,000. You're like, my tax bill says it's $2 million, and they go, we have SWAT teams, and they send these farms and ranches and homes police, and they just throw you off. But go ahead.
Yeah, and this is the tactics they do. A case that's not in our documentary, and one of the first eminent domain cases I worked on, besides the others, was in Merriam, Kansas. Was Bill Gross? He had a used car dealership that he was leasing out to Van Chevrolet, and B&W. Next door was run by a bunch of millionaires, wanted his piece of property. He wanted $1.5 million for the property. They didn't want to pay it, so they went to Irene French, the mayor, the redevelopment director, and they took his property. For the next 3 years, going through court and everything, he had a massive heart attack, and now he's currently in a wheelchair.
Yeah, no, it's very, very stressful, and the way they harass old people when they come out of the hospital. And we know they're using the health department databases. The nurses, the health department, for their safety, I have to report any at risk or hurt old people or families. And then the health department is feeding that out to their units. We've confirmed that in Austin. I mean, this is so sinister. These people are disgusting.
And it's also racist, what happened in Richmond Heights.
Well, we'll stay there. Tell us more of the stories when we get back. And then you were telling me about, and I'd actually heard about this separate from you, the Kansas City FBI building, an underground complex. We'll be right back. Can you talk about that when we get back?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
His new film, Begging for Billionaires, Limelight Cinema Group presents the attack on private property rights in America. Philip Klein, director, executive producer, and it's taken the prize at a lot of big film conferences and film fests. We're very, very excited. He's going to be this Sunday down in New Braunfels, Texas, at their big Texas Film Festival down there. It's the main selection film for that, the final film that they'll be showing. So we'll go over that. It's won awards in Australia as well. Okay, Mr. Klein. You know, there's so many points when you and I get in a room together because there's so many facets and areas and so much corruption to go over. I interrupted you earlier, then I want to play this clip coming up. Get into H&R Block, just what they did alone. Just like New London, Connecticut, it was a drug company, wanted all this land, 20 times the land they needed for a headquarters, and then really they were just going into real estate, so they just had the city just take their land. The Supreme Court said, you can just take it, and you can give political contributions to politicians as bribes. Bribes are now legal to do this. I mean, this is the mafia taking over America. So show folks that photo of the H&R Block headquarters.
H&R Block headquarters. I don't know which.
Hold it up right there. That's good.
Okay. Headquarters. And they took out five businesses. And not only did they got the land to build this big building, but they also got all the furnishings paid for by the city, the computers, the desk, everything paid for by the
city. So now they don't just get no taxes like a lot of cities and counties do. Now everything's paid for.
Yeah.
Maybe they can say citizens are slaves and we've got to cut their lawns with scissors, you know.
And then funny was a couple of years afterwards, the company got in financial trouble and they threw out the CEO of H&R Block. It was a hostile takeover, if you remember, on that. And
one of our writers and moderators had, I believe he said H&R Block was at Century 21, in his house to sell it. And then he gets a SWAT team raid. They said he had a meth lab. There was nothing even in the house. I don't know. It's just a side issue, but go ahead.
Yeah, and this is actually the former mayor, Kay Weldo Barnes, and she's in a documentary. And one of my favorite moments in the whole documentary is I asked her at the end of the documentary about the businesses of downtown that she's taking out with eminent domain and throwing on the side of the street. She looks at me and goes, I'm sorry, I don't answer non-media questions. Even I was invited in as a media person, she refused to answer my question, and that's how we end the documentary. I do want to also mention the website.
Yes.
Which is www.beggingforbillionaires.com, and you will also hear, see our trailer on there, a lot of information, articles, and G. Gordon Liddy we did in the beginning of May, and I think you'll get a lot more information from the website. This is going on all over the country, and I was saying earlier.
Are you kidding? They're using phony environmentalists where we've got property in East Texas to try to steal everybody's land. It's all phony. They're just thieves.
Yeah, but it's also racist. Richmond and Richmond Heights, which is the original first black community in St. Louis. It was built for people who were working in the brick factory that was there. Richmond Heights has a lot of shopping centers, and Joanne Bailey basically says we don't need any more shopping centers. They're taking out three blocks of this black community because she says, in her own words, they don't want us here. And they're going to build them high-rise condos, expensive buildings, and also a shopping center.
And then all that does is actually drive up real estate prices where the working folks and poor folks can't pay to live. It's unbelievable.
But the favorite case, I think, in the whole documentary is Jim Rue. Jim Rue is a minister out of St. Louis. He lost quite a bit of property. What he basically does is he runs low-income housing for the poor. And they took out a bunch of his property, Bohemian Heights, to build a shopping center. So he had one building that they were going to take, and they didn't take it. And what happened was it looks over coming east into the highway into downtown Kansas City. He had this tall building, so he put a great big anti-eminent domain mural on his building. Well, the redevelopment agency told him to take it down or they'll come and remove it. Well, he had a couple of lawyers, and finally the Institute of Justice came in, and he won, saying it was First Amendment that...
So now they're so mafia, they're going, hey, on your own property, you don't put up signs talking bad about us, so we'll send by some guys to take care of you.
Yeah. And I told Jim, I said, if they come on your property, take the mural down, you have the sheriff's department arrest them for trespassing. And which is interesting, the court really ripped the redevelopment agency that they had no authority.
But that's what I mean. Government and these quasi-government groups are getting crazier and crazier. Like cops will see an ambulance drive by speeding and they'll say, he thinks he's above the law. I'm pulling the ambulance over. I mean, they're going crazy. It's like...
It's scary out there. It really is because, you look at your property, go outside and look at your property and think.
Is it really yours? You're already paying way too high of property tax on it. Most people can barely hold on to their property. But even if you can, it's really not yours because they can just come by and steal it.
Yeah, but what's even funnier we found out in the investigation, which is not in the documentary, there's developers driving around with maps looking at people's property in areas that they can go and
No. You know what we found? It was on West 36th Street, West 37th, because he had a house. He had two houses he built after World War II, Roland Ellingston, a retired arborist. I need to go see if Roland's alive. He was dying of cancer, and I saw him years later at a rally, barely alive. He's just a really tough old guy. And this is how I found out about this, like in 1996. And I go out there, and I notice the same pattern. He had two houses he built, nice houses, but there were like Mercedes and yuppies and, you know, three, four-bedroom little houses, but nice, that were built in the 20s and 30s and stuff, 40s, that were going for $600,000, $700,000 back then. That was high for Austin. Must be millions now. And the realtors would come and try to buy it, some of his neighbors, and he wouldn't sell. And so then it was the three-inch grass fines, and it was the cops coming and arresting him.
Yeah.
So I guess it's these parasitic realtors.
Yeah. And, yeah, they're part of it. And which is interesting is, getting back to H&R Block, it's not just H&R Block. It's a lot of Fortune 500 companies. Walmart is probably one of the worst abusers of eminent domain. Target. I mean, I could name...
Well, Target's really a CIA-NSA front. Did you know their big business is security, like the cameras and grids and biometrics you see?
No.
Target is the leader in that. In fact, let's put that on screen. Google Target's security business, and then you'll see a bunch of headlines on that. Yeah, no, it's... Well, I mean,
wow.
IBM's a government front. Microsoft's a government front. This is really on record, just people don't know it.
Wow.
Now, Target's really wicked. So
yeah,
tell us about Target.
Well, yeah, they've gone in and they've taken out homes and businesses, and to build a Target or a shopping center, which Target would be in, and they've done Walmarts that way all over the country, because I work with eminent domain groups all over the country from both coasts, and I get emails of people telling me their stories.
Google Target's real business, or Target Store's real business. Sorry, go ahead.
And when you really find out that it's just kind of like a mafia type of deal, what happened is big Fortune 500s have become the new mafia.
No, they're the global government.
Yeah.
And they come into third world countries, the U.S., anywhere, and they buy off the local politicians. Then they got the cops, and they say, look, we have weapons. Stand down. It's ours.
Well, actually, if you go to Google on YouTube, there's actually a film on there of a woman being dragged at Connecticut, being dragged out of her home by police, sheriff's office, actually pulling her out of the house.
And some of these people in New London, Connecticut, these were three, four, five generations. These were doctors and lawyers. I mean, this was, and the point is, if they'll go after middle class people and homes that have been in the family three generations, nobody's land is safe.
Well, that's what happened in Sugar Creek. Penelope Marsh talks about how her uncle lived down the street. Her uncle lived in this house. Her grandfather died in the house. She was born in the house. And her mother breaks down in tears and goes, I can't eat, I can't sleep, knowing that my house is going to be gone. But what we really show in this document is the psychological impact it has on people. We just don't have a bunch of talking politicians and a bunch of experts. We have actually the people telling their story. And I think that was
important. Yeah, that's what's important. I mean, look, a lot of people don't care about money and power. We're the normal people. We care about ancestral homes. We care about family. We care about comfort. We care about roots. And these dirty robber barons just run around all over the world kicking. Look, I remember 20 years ago being in southern Mexico in Yucatan, and there were brochures in all the nice hotels. Get UN biosphere land for super cheap. And now they've built it all up. And then later I learned they would kick the indigenous peoples all over Mexico off their cornfield lands they've been on for 1,000 years. They'd say, where's your deed? Well, we've always lived here in this village. This is our land. And that's why they're all in Mexico City. That's why Mexico City went from 12 million to 33 million in just 15 years, is they force them all up there off their land and then to the U.S. to have jobs. You can't blame them wanting to come here. And it's the same thing there, but it was U.N. sanctioned, where the U.N. and big corporations just paid the Mexican government, and they said, okay, come on in and just take whatever they got.
Wow. You know, yeah, and Richmond Hyde, and well, I'll tell you, Arnold, we were really shocked what happened in Arnold. We went to, I don't know if you know about Dr. Dukakis, he was a dentist, there was a lot of publicity about it. They were building the development around him, and they put dirt mounds and tore up the roads so his patients couldn't come, and they were harassing him. Well, we went down to do the interview for the documentary, and we met this guy named Steve, who had a trailer park. Originally, Arnold was all trailer park, and now it's, I couldn't believe it. It's like one shopping center across from another. They have like 20 shopping centers for this little town. And he writes to the city council meeting. He goes, you're not going to believe this since you're doing this documentary. Well, if you show up at the city council member and talk about eminent domain or redevelopment, the mayor at that time, the mayor pro tem, when we were there, said, this is your warning. You're out of order.
Oh, that's all over the country that you're arrested. They say there's no free speech. No, I've seen it a million times, but no, I didn't know about this case.
Yeah, and they basically dragged him out of the meeting. Escort, three cops, Arnold is one of the worst. He's been trying to get documents for a year and a half. They won't give documents. I said.
Listen, under zoning in Illinois, did you see this in the Illinois papers about 5-6 years ago? People wake up at 6 a.m. and the cops are in front of them. They come in your house without a warrant for a home inspection of zoning to make sure more people aren't living there that are supposed to. And even if there's two people zoned for the house, they will go look and see if there's more than two toothbrushes and then give you a fine if there's more than two toothbrushes for two people. Now, I've got like three in my drawer. And, you know, there's
what
like,
happens if you're using a toothbrush to clean your dog or your cat?
You can't make this up. This was in the newspapers, and they were saying it was good, and the people were bad because they didn't like it. What's the name of the YouTube video? We're going to play your trailer first with them dragging the lady out. Do you remember the name?
It's New London. It's one of the New London.
New London woman taken from home. Woman.
Yeah. Costello. It's Costello.
Oh, I interviewed them many times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. New London, Connecticut, Costello family.
Yeah. And they show her dragging her out of the house, and it's probably one of the most shocking YouTubes I've ever seen.
We're going to find that before you go, but right now, let's play the trailer to Begging for Billionaires. Not enough for these pigs to, and they are pigs, to run our lives. They've got to have it all. They've got to have it now. And here it is.
Just woke up from the American dream.
Some of our elected officials are undermining our constitutional rights in the name of
the word
big business.
Domain, yeah, it's understood that they don't have the assets to fight it.
You know, once they put
the fight
on
he
me,
says,
well, let's hit pause. You're as bad as I am.
Because
back
know,
it up. Let's start it over when I'm not reading the text for people on the radio, and when you're not. You know what? I'm sorry. You thought we were off air. I was reading the subtitles here. Let's start it over. I want folks to see this watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the radio. Here it is.
When people hear the word eminent domain, it's understood that they don't have the assets to fight it.
You know, once they put the gun on me, we didn't have a choice. Because, you know, the law is on their side, not our side.
So just imagine if every tree, every view, every familiar touch that your family had ever known for 80 years was going to be destroyed by a developer for a plan, for a planned project.
It's been nothing but a nightmare where you can't sleep, you can't eat. You can't even begin to function right because of all the harassment, the threats.
To our knowledge, there were never any problems with our property. They just coveted it, and they were going to take it.
We've always had eminent domain for public works, for roads, for bridges, for schools, for streets. But the idea that we would take private property away from one person and give it to another private interest, that's a new idea.
Those that have power, those that have the ability to influence what happens in City Hall are the ones that are going to profit from it. That is exactly what our founding fathers were trying to prevent when the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution was added to the Bill of Rights.
You simply couldn't stop it. We couldn't stop it. And it didn't matter how beneficial and substantial and established our presence was, we could not stop it.
Take what's ours and make it theirs. Hey, everyone, nobody cares.
There's the mural that the city was trying to tell them they didn't have a First Amendment right to, and it just gets worse and worse. For those watching and listening to that, tell us a little bit about the people in the trailer. You were telling me particularly about the black fellow, something that happened to him.
Yeah, well, he's the spokesperson. He basically explains different things through the whole documentary, and he has had a bunch of homes that he bought to redo. And he's a former city council member of Richard Tolbert. And every time he goes against the mayor, they would come in the middle of the night and tear down his house. And with all his stuff in it, his furniture, his personal belongings, the demolition guy called him and let him come in to take out his property. And he talks about his property and everything. But the best story he tells, and I think it's the best piece in the documentary, is the Reverend Ike story. I don't know if you know about Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike was a black preacher in the 30s who would tell people that you're too poor to have money. Send me your money and watch me enjoy it, and I will sell you a prayer cloth. And what he's saying, Richard, is you're too poor to pay for an entertainment district or a arena, which was part of the redevelopment section. Both of them were where Daryl Penner was. And
they always use taxpayer money to build those as well.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. That is total bond fraud, which we didn't cover in the documentary because it was too complex. But basically, it's a Ponzi scheme with the city because those bonds never get paid off.
I'll tell you what, Seth, our final segment, we got to have you back. When we come back, let's tell folks about some of the bond fraud and more about the film Begging for Billionaires, the attack on private property rights in America. You see, folks, they're attacking the Second Amendment, Fifth, Tenth. Everything's being attacked. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As we've been trying to on the wine spread, much too long, freedom.
Okay, folks, the website is beggingforbillionaires.com. My website is infowars.com. Don't forget our films, Endgame, Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Truth Rising, the new one, The Obama Deception, showing what a fraud this guy is. Richard Gage is coming up for 30 minutes with all big developments there on the fact that all these physicists and engineers are coming out. Peer-reviewed journals saying 9/11 was clearly an inside job with the towers blown to kingdom come by whoever did it. I guess cave dwellers did it. So that is coming up. And I'll get into Glenn Beck coming out with the MIAC report, the DHS report saying, yes, militias, gun owners, they do work with Al-Qaeda. They need to all basically be arrested. That's your patriot. That's your. I mean, this guy is such a snake. But listen, I want to have you back. How do folks go to the New Braunfels Texadance Film Festival?
It's right up there on our website. They can click on and get the information right on our website there on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
They could click on and buy tickets, and it gives the address and everything of where the theater is.
Good. When can we get this on DVD? How long till there's a DVD release? Because I'd like to
probably
carry the film.
About a year and a half, probably.
Yeah, I mean, the regular film process, for those that don't know, that say, put it in theaters, Alex, with my stuff, you have to go through this circuitous route of getting all these awards, then sell it, get it in art houses, you know, the small theaters, maybe get big ones, but then if you get a hit, it's a hit. I think this film should end up being as big as Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room, or something like that.
That's what happened with Russo with fascism. What was it?
America, Freedom of Fascism. Yeah, we carry that.
It went into the theaters for a little bit, and then it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, my experience is, I mean, look at Terminator Salvation. Big company, $200 million budget, it's a flop. I mean, even big, huge companies, most of their stuff's a failure. Take Scanner Darkly. Now, it made its $9 million budget back and then some, but still wasn't a big success. I think total it's made like $30 million or something. Now, and the stars basically work for free. Keanu Reeves and all that, they'd usually get $20 million more than the budget to be in something like Scanner Darkly. But that was a love affair film they made. So, but side issue. I think I was paid $600 to be in that film.
Oh, you were?
And I offered to do it for free, yeah. And Rick Linklater said, no, you got
to. But I just want to let.
You're tapped Hartley into this film. You have to be in it.
Just to let audiences know that the reason why I made this film, and I think it's important, is after Kelo, the media is basically part of the problem with the corruption. I just had a thing with Clay Chastain where I went after a media guy for the Kansas City Star. Kansas City Star is probably one of the biggest forms of corruption in Kansas City because they basically are in the pockets of developers and the downtown council, the Chamber of Commerce, and any activist.
We've had security guards on the side of the sidewalk in Kansas City tell my cameraman they're not allowed to be on the sidewalk. I mean, it's like they're God.
Yeah. Well, actually, that happened in downtown. When we're making this film, I went in the Power and Light District, which is downtown where they took out Penner's building, right actually across from Penner's building, and security guards told me that I could not film on this property. Not only that, but the buildings, you're going to love this, were copyrighted, and I could not film the building.
Oh, I know.
In
New York City, the cops walk out and go, you got to have permission to film this building. I go, First Amendment. All right, take him to the department. What do you think is a free country, punk? We run things now. I mean, literally, it's ha, 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 ha. And I've had Austin cops come up and tell me that we can't protest or can't have video cameras, and I go, look, I'm going to have to sue you personally if you take me to jail. And I go, you'll beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. And they back off. But the fact is, how do they get cops to think we are slaves?
I think it's a mentality that's of their training. And I think one of the things I've always said when I see cop beatings and all this stuff, that the cops need to go back to school and be taught a whole course on First Amendment rights. They should actually have a First Amendment.
But the system doesn't want them to know.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know what? Let's do a few more minutes, then Richard Gage is going to come up at the gate after. Because I want to talk about a few of the other stories, a jam-packed film. And we are talking to the director and executive producer, Philip Klein, begging for billionaires, the attack on property rights. And get the Obama.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.